Across the board.
Across the board.
Across the board.
All across the board.
It was across the board.
Let's start another podcast. Me, Colton, will be joined by others later, but let's get into the biggest topic in sports currently right now, which is the NBA. So it's about to be the All-Star break. We are only got about 2 months left. And what five players do you think should be the top five for the NBA MVP this season?
Well, definitely going to have to go with that boy James Harden. Like, number honestly, one. Like this year, like he's been crazy this year, and it's hard to deny that he definitely deserves to be in the talking. Like, I mean, Russ is in there, Giannis, LeBron, Durant, Curry. I mean, those are the only players that are kind of really standing out. I mean, if I could put, like, a rookie up there, I mean, Donovan Mitchell's been balling out.
I think Ben Simmons has been amazing.
Oh, yeah. He's been good. Kuzma?
Kyle Kuzma.
Dude.
He's also been what people thought Lonzo was going to be, and I still like Lonzo. I'm just giving the Laker fans a hard time. James Harden, 31.5 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, and 9.1 assists per game. That's pretty crazy. Me, personally, I have it ranked as LeBron James, number one. He's got 26.6 points per game, 7.9 rebounds per game, 8.7 assists per game, shooting 54.5 from the field, 35% from the three, which is really good for LeBron. It's better than his career average. And he's shooting 74.4% from the free throws, and that is also a career average. He is literally just... If he gets his points up to 27.2, he will have everything above, even his PER is above his career average. So LeBron is very likely, I would say, is having his best year ever in, what, his 15th season?
15.
Yeah, 15.
I just want to let you know that Jordan's 15th year was his last year, and he was dog shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't dog shit. He only averaged like 22 points, 21 points a game, which, I mean, it's not bad, but he played for the Wizards.
Right.
Who's on the Wizards?
Right, and you know, there's always the discussion. LeBron has, 14 All-Star appearances now? There's... 1 year, his rookie year, 1 year that he hasn't.
Yeah, because can you go to the All-Star game as a rookie?
You can.
Really?
It's just very rare that happens. I think Derrick Rose might have done it. I think he won MVP his rookie year or was year after or something, something around there.
Yeah.
LeBron's having a monster year, and I think that people just kind of just take it as, oh, it's just LeBron, and we're not giving credit to, like, many people say Jordan's better than LeBron, but... In the 15th season, I know that Jordan played one or two years in at North Carolina, but this is insane. Like you said, he was playing with the Wizards, being nothing of what we had seen Jordan before. And I know he took the break with the White Sox and everything, but the play that LeBron has had, he's played well over Jordan's minutes. He's going up to some of the most minutes ever played, and he's playing at a top level, like maybe his best ever. That's never been done before, and I think that should cement him, personally, as the greatest of all time. I know that's always a controversial thing, but I think LeBron is proving that he is the greatest of all time. I'm going to go with my second. I'm going to agree with you, James Harden. 31.5 points, 5 rebounds per game, 9.1 assists per game. That's nuts. The Rockets are amazing. I think that also has to be in consideration is the MVP is someone that's actually lifting up the team.
Right.
Last year I was saying Russ, and I feel like I kind of regret it a little bit because I gave Russ a pass because I was like, he doesn't have good players around him. Victor Oladipo just made the All-Star.
Yeah.
Enes Kanter balling in New York. I was always an Enes Kanter fan. Shout out to Enes Kanter. You got to stop the hate on LeBron, though, Enes.
Enes penis.
I knew that joke was coming. It always comes against Enes Kanter. But so Russ's stats, I'd probably give Russ third, but he's right there with Giannis. Russ has 25.4 points per game, 9.4 rebounds per game, and 10.3 assists per game. He again might average a triple-double, which had only been done once before Russ, and that was in the 50s with Oscar Robertson. But and I said that Russ should have won the MVP last year because I said, you know, he averaged a triple-double, and James was very close to averaging a triple-double. and he didn't have the players around him. Now he has Carmelo Anthony. Now he has Paul George. Yeah. And he's still doing what he's doing, but the Thunder are still where they're at. While Harden, I mean, now he's got Chris Paul, and now they're amazing, but they were even good last year. I kind of regret my vote for Russ last year.
So, like, hypothetically speaking, so, like, say, what would you think would have happened if they would have got rid of Russ and kept James Harden and KD? Do you think that would have made it better? Like, say they drafted Kyrie. Or even if that was probably not even possible.
Right.
But they could have traded Russell to get that pick or something like that.
I mean, straight up, would you rather have KD and Harden or would you rather have Russ?
KD and Harden.
Right. That's obvious. And then they would still have Victor Oladipo there.
It's just a lot of...
I think Russ is an amazing player, but he plays Russ ball.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of all about him. And we've seen at the beginning, the Thunder really struggled because... Carmelo and Paul, they don't move the ball well. They're kind of a catch and shoot guy. Paul's not as much than Carmelo. So Russ has to try to figure out ways to play with them, and he has to figure it out. But they can't figure it out as a team. He has to figure out how to work around them, and I don't know if that's the most effective way.
Yeah, he's definitely that guy at the Y that comes in with, like, the leg sleeve, the elbow pads,
right,
the headband.
It's right.
Like, bro, we're on the same court. Like, right. You gotta be balling like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, chill.
Like, chill out. Like, pass.
You
like,
can pass the ball. Right. This isn't my career. Yeah. And Russ is definitely playing some my career.
So, Derrick Rose also was the youngest MVP.
Yeah. Was it rookie season?
At 22 years old. So
22. I'm pretty sure that was rookie season.
I think he was nominated for MVP his rookie season because he was the first person to be rookie of the year. Nominated for MVP in the same year, but I think he won it the year after.
I'm gonna check up the stats. Casey's trying to hurt my credibility here.
Yeah, it was definitely like a couple years because he went. He declared for the draft in 2008, so it was like second year.
Guys, I really want to be right about this.
I would be dope if he won
it. I'll continue to look this up while I talk about Giannis, who has had an emerging year. I said before the year I'd take Carl Anthony Towns over Giannis. I'm going to regret that right now. Giannis has 28.2 points per game, 10.4 rebounds per game, 4.8 assists per game, shooting 54.6 from the field, 29.9 from the three, which isn't all that great. And his PER, though, is 29.7, which I believe is the highest in the league. And though I would love to give something to Kevin Durant or Steph Curry, like you said, I don't think you're giving Kyrie enough credit. I think Kyrie's up for MVP as well, just because he has – his stats aren't jumping off the page like, say, James Harden or LeBron is. But – and I love the nickname Ankle Taker.
He definitely makes Boston better, though, because would Boston be in the same spot with Gordon Haywood if he didn't get hurt?
No. Oh, wait, would they still be in the same spot? Well,
yeah, would they be in first place? I just don't think so.
Cause I don't know. I think that's a good question because they allowed Tatum and Brown to get more minutes. And I think I'd rather have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown than Gordon Hayward. I just don't think he's that great of a player. Like, he's a great...
He's Aldi LeBron. Not saying that he's like close to LeBron, but I mean, like,
he's Aldi.
He's a small forward. He puts up points every now and again.
I think
he's just not.
I think I'll say this about Gordon Hayward. I think that he would be an amazing third piece on a championship team.
I give him four, bro.
He's not even three. So, all right, like on like a non-Warriors all right, team, okay, right? All but right. Like you, I hate to. Would you rather have him or IT right now?
Well, since...
I mean, that's...
If Gordon Haywood's out right now...
Because I guess IT's our third guy.
I mean, IT. Because, I mean...
You'd rather have IT? I'd rather have IT just because I love him as a person.
Yeah, I mean, if Derrick Rose was playing like he did in the preseason, I'd want Derrick Rose, honestly, to start, have IT come in second. But Derrick Rose is just so iffy right now, all the time too. Like, so iffy. Like
I mean,
don't
he
know.
Left the team with personal issues. Wade now has left the team with personal issues. And I remember hearing on the Road Tripping podcast. I think it was on the Derrick Rose episode where this team is largely guys over 30, and that they see the world as more important than just basketball. Which is I always think that players should feel like that. But also sometimes it's like. life gets in the way when you're around 30 or so. And if you have too many of that, it could be dysfunctional to the team. Just a bit, which I hate to say, but I feel like that might be true. But also KD, Steph Curry, they're doing absolutely amazing. Steph's missed, you know, a handful of games as well with some knee injuries. I have him in fantasy basketball, so I'd like him to chill out with that. But again, he can't change that. Also, I just want to give a shout-out Anthony Davis and Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond is having a monster year, and I don't think people are talking enough about Andre Drummond, even with his shoulder hair that we covered on the last podcast. My man should be shaving his shoulders. All right, so let's go into NFL talk. Are you laughing about
Shave his shoulders.
Bro, I'm just saying, when your chest hair goes to your shoulders, you have a problem. He makes
millions of dollars, bro. There's no way he shouldn't be waxing. I'm saying, like,
no, he's got to have a deal like Anthony Davis does. Anthony Davis has, like, a million-dollar insurance on his unibrow.
Really?
So if something happens, he gets a mil.
I mean, when he hits the tanker, bro, just be like, oh, no.
Right, oh, no. Just injury. Injury. If he knows it's a really bad, if he knows he goes down some bad injury, just rip the unibrow off. Just have, like, Cousins come do it. Well, Cousins is hurting out to him. So, but, I'm going to transition. We're going to transition to NFL. And before we say anything, I just want to say that there was some amazing news last night. And it is that Ryan Shazier has went home and he is currently walking. So that is the so fast improvement to what happened to him, and I am so happy to see him walking. And he said that he wants to play again. Do you want to see him play again?
As a Steeler fan, right. I want to see him play. But as like a human being, yes. I'm just like, bro, don't worry about it. If he wants to come back, I'd advise him to sit out this next year and just kind of just get better and like change his tackling technique because that's exactly why.
Yes, it is his tech. It's his technique, and I don't think at all he's playing next year. And I loved Shazier to death. He's a Buckeye. I'm a Buckeye fan, Steeler fan. I was so happy when he went to Pittsburgh, but man, just as a person, I don't know if I can feel like right watching him.
Right.
And I knew from the moment he made that tackle that it was something bad, and I just hope that he just cools out. Dude, go be a coach at Ohio State. And I mean, I'm not trying to tell Ryan Shazier what he should be doing, but just as a fan, I'd like to see him rather be coaching or something and still see him in the NFL if that's his true passion. And I'm not going to tell somebody what they should and shouldn't do. If he wants to go do it, go do it. But I also would advise him personally to just never play football again. And he was one of the best middle linebackers in the league, if not the best.
Do you think like a position change would change like maybe his like hitting style?
I mean maybe safety.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he's fast enough to cover.
He almost reminds me of like Polamalu, not as quick as Polamalu is, but he definitely shows like flares. Like damn, like that's fast.
I mean,
fuck.
Shazier ran a 4.2. That was on, like, most wide receivers don't run a 4-2. Like, and that was just, and we've seen in the playoffs, that was such a difference. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You had Sean Spence covering guys when. Well,
Blake Bortles also made Pittsburgh's defense look like Swiss cheese.
Right, and I don't think that would have happened with Ryan Shazier.
Oh, no.
Because he would have been, he's a madman. He's able to cover the field. He's able to rush the passer from the inside. He's exactly what I look for in a middle linebacker. And luckily, he came from Ohio State.
Honestly, if he comes back to the NFL and it doesn't get made into a movie, I'll be pissed.
Oh, my God. He's exactly what you do from – you make him into a movie. He's a great person as well. The things that he was doing in the offseason before with his hair had randomly grown back in the offseason, and he was helping kids out that had that same disease as him that, you know, they were unable to grow hair, and he was – making videos with them. I remember he was making a ton of videos with this little girl, and it was awesome. I believe he donated the hair that he was able to grow to the little girl. It was absolutely awesome. I love Ryan Shazier. So let's transition from an absolute great guy into an absolute terrible guy. It's not the guy that got traded. I just want to throw more shade at Dan Snyder for being a terrible person. The Washington football team's head coach, or the Washington football team's owner, I'm not going to say the name,
Donald Trump is not a football team.
He did try, Donald Trump did try to own the Buffalo Bills, and the NFL would not let him. And that's actually what Donald Trump said made him run for presidency. What? So, no, yeah, because he was just like, fuck it, they're not going to let me in their little boys club. I'll just go run for president. And then he fucking won. So, I'm just saying, I hate Donald Trump with every single fiber of my being, but man, it would be better if he was just a Buffalo owner and just not the president. If, like, could we make a deal? Cause
we'll
like,
switch. We'll switch.
Yeah, like, dude, own Buffalo. They're shit. Like, I don't even know why you want to own Buffalo, but like, go ahead. I don't have the money. I can't do anything about it. Like, honestly, just Buffalo. I would write you guys letters all the time. The Bills Mafia is insane too. They're jumping off. I don't know why you'd want to own them too. Like, they're
you think it'd be like the Jets or the Giants? I mean, they play in like New Jersey and stuff like that, but they're still New York. They're
right,
the New Jersey Giants, because that sounds like shit.
Well, I think he kind of liked that. It was just like, He would have been able to be good with the Bills, because Bills fans, they jump off burning tables and stuff, and this is from a wrestling fan, but like Bills Mafia, yo, they're a little crazy out here. The stadium wasn't looking as packed as it used to be, so Bills aren't in a good light, but I really wish that Donald Trump would own them instead of being the president of the United States and fucking up our lives. It all could have been done if they could just own the Bills. Who's the Bills owner? I'm blaming literally everything that happens. I'm blaming the Bills owner for not selling. And Bills owner Trump. He's not the actual owner. Terrence, I thought it said Terry Bollea. I was about to flip out. Terrence Peglia. I'm probably butchering that name. He's from Pennsylvania too. God damn it. I'm glad you don't own the Steelers. I'm blaming you for everything that's bad with America right now.
Well, why are you blaming him?
Okay, well, Casey just came in not understanding why I'm blaming Terrence M. Terry Peglia. Oh, born one day before my birthday. God damn it. Fuck this guy. But Donald Trump stated that he
also owns the Buffalo Sabres. What the fuck?
Well, oh, man, I hate the Sabres, too. Buffalo Saber fans, you guys are dicks when you guys come to Columbus. But he also does stuff with Penn State hockey. I'm not even going to get into Michigan State, because we'll get into Michigan State later. I'm not even going to get into all that. Hold on. I do have to see his political views. He is a Republican, so I'm already not going to like him. So Terrence Peglia is the owner of the Buffalo Bills. About 10 years ago or so, Donald Trump tried to own the Buffalo Bills, and they would not let him be an owner for a team. So then he said, you guys aren't going to let me be an owner in the NFL. I'm going to go run for president. And then he won. So I'm just saying, if we could have let him have the Buffalo Bills, they suck, right? No one even cares about the Buffalo Bills. They're practically a Canadian team.
Well, Tyrod Taylor wouldn't be the quarterback. We know that.
I don't think if you look, I don't. You guys can look. The listeners at home can look at Terrence Peglia. He doesn't look like he'd be a president's guy. He just he looks like a very boring guy. He looks like mayonnaise.
Him and Clay Thompson are definitely friends.
No, he's not friends with Clay Thompson. There's no way.
They have the same interests.
I mean, he probably does love some scaffolding.
Maybe, like, not the, like, he's definitely racist. Look at that face.
Oh, no, this guy? Yeah. Yeah.
What, like, scale of racism do you think he's on? Do you think he's, like, walking out the door looking to, like, hate?
Well,
he's, like, one of those guys.
Yeah, he just looks, like, just straight up mayonnaise. You know
he's,
like, he looks,
he's your grandpa. Mayonnaise. Then he, like, looks at you and he's, like, you don't sag your pants, do you?
Oh, my God. He does look at. He does look like that.
He says
kind
that.
Of guy.
I know he does. He says that to his grandkids.
Yeah, he's a terrible person.
Or he sees your friends and sees that one of them is black, and then he's like, you going to hang out with your friends? Like, all of them?
Mm-hmm. All
Are
of them?
Sure.
Terrence Peglia, you know what? He could be like this awesome person, but there's been few Republicans I've seen as awesome people. So
I can't name a good Republican.
I mean, George Bush was funny.
But yeah, but he was like, nah.
Dumb. It's
not
like,
yeah, Donald Trump says a lot of funny things.
No, I'm not co-signing that.
But
hot take, Casey.
But you think George? Really? Donald Trump says dumb shit.
He does not say anything dumb.
He definitely says a lot of dumb shit.
He
says a lot of fucked up shit. But
that's fucked up. It's not
dumb.
And
it just makes you like, you're like, you laugh because it's your president.
Dumb, I'm going to be honest.
You laugh because it's your president.
I don't laugh. I cry inside.
I thought Casey was about to transition to be like, oh yeah, George W. Bush isn't as bad as Donald, or other way around.
Trump's not as bad as Bush.
I was about to be like,
No. I've only been alive for a couple presidents.
I mean, you've been alive for, like, quite a few presidents. Like, it's not a couple.
Bush, Clinton.
Bush.
Obama and Trump.
Well.
All right, let's, well, what I was meaning to transition to was that Alex Smith was traded to the Washington football team.
Yeah. Oh,
and they gave up Kendall Fuller, who's a very good cornerback, and a third-round pick, and they're rolling with Pat Mahomes. So what do you think Washington will be doing in the future with Alex Smith at the helm?
I think it makes him a better team, honestly.
He's better than Kirk Cousins? So you just not like any player with the last name Cousins? DeMarcus Cousins, Cousins, no. You got a problem.
It's coincidental. I can't talk.
I should have left this to the very last thing because the Kirk Cousins Michigan State thing would have been a nice transition. I'm upset at myself.
But just Kirk, I just feel like he just throws too many interceptions. I feel like Alex Smith is more efficient. I mean, he didn't throw as many touchdowns as Kirk Cousins. He didn't have as many passing yards. But he still gets the job done. But I don't know if that was just because he had Tyreek Hill, he had Kareem Hunt, and he had a pretty good defense. So I don't know if that was something had to do with him being successful in Kansas City.
Well, I remember one year that Alex Smith did not throw a single touchdown to a wide receiver for like 8 games.
That was last year.
Was it?
Yeah, with Kansas City. He also had like very few touchdowns the year that Cap took over as well. I'm going to pull up their numbers. Let me pull up the last 3 years. 2015 with Kansas City, Alex Smith. Let me see the touch. 20 touchdowns to 17 interceptions. 2015, 2016.
7 interceptions, not 17.
Oh, sorry. It's quite a bit of a difference. That's a different number. He also rushed for his career high with 498 yards, which it's not bad for Alex Smith. Yeah, absolutely. 15 touchdowns and 8 interceptions in 2016, and 26 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in 2017. So definitely his best year with 4,042 yards. That's his career high this year. And then let me put up Kirk Cousins. 2015, he had 29 touchdowns and 11 interceptions with a quarterback rating – a quarterback rating of 101.6, which matched his career high with his rookie year. But he then again only threw the ball 48 times that year. He had his best completion percentage also that year. 2016, he threw for 4,917 yards with 25 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. And then in 2017, he threw for 4,093 yards, 27 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions.
So,
a lot of people have compared these two very closely together. I'm going to see the average of their passes because it's been around 8 yards. And then Alex Smith is dead air is always the best. it doesn't have it up here. Thank you, Wikipedia. I should not have trusted you. Anyways, it
seems like he's just getting worse. Like, every year, he's just, like, his numbers, like, going down. They're going down, I mean, a little bit, but they're still going down.
He put up touchdowns, though. I mean,
he still had
29, 25, 27. He's going to get you 26, 27 touchdowns a year. Sure, he's going to throw 12 interceptions or so a year. While Alex Smith, you're going to get about 20 touchdowns and about 6 or 7 interceptions.
So I want you to tell me this. Playoff wins Alex Smith. Playoff wins Kirk Cousins.
That's fucked up and not fair.
Washington sucks dick. They have a terrible owner. Dan Snyder is the worst owner. I won't even get into the Washington football whole situation there. We already had the Chief Wahoo podcast. Right. We'll get into the Washington podcast one day for sure. Alex Smith has been to the playoffs the last 4 straight years, but he's also had Andy Reid.
Yeah, I mean,
Andy Reid's a quarterback goat, you know.
He also, I'm gonna say it, took San Francisco to the Super Bowl.
He didn't do it, that was Cap.
Kaepernick didn't start playing till the playoffs.
Yeah,
he played the last couple games.
You can't forget Alex Smith came in, was it the AFC Championship or he ran like a 40-yard touchdown to win the game.
Listen, I'm gonna pull up these Cap stats. I'm gonna show y'all.
I feel like he's just taking Colin Kaepernick's side. Don't get me wrong, like Colin Kaepernick had a
no. We had this discussion. I remember this because Casey's father is a very big San Francisco 49ers fan, and there was a huge debate during that time was who was better, Cap or Alex Smith, and they made the right decision by going with Cap. I'll still say that. when was it? Was it 2012? I believe was the year that they both went to the playoffs. Well, obviously because they were on the same team. He didn't play in the playoffs whatsoever. Alex Smith did not, because he was out.
Was he hurt?
Yeah, 2012. No. Alex Smith's career numbers were he only played 10 games. So let's calm down there. There's 16 games in NFL season.
How many games
so,
did he win?
So he,
you know, I'm pretty sure that
he was 6-2-1. So he won six games.
He also got
that,
a tie.
So sure he did get a tie. Yeah, that's fair.
How many games did Kaepernick win?
Well, Cap took him to a Super Bowl, so, yeah, so goddamn.
I think he
this
lost
is
one game
that's the year that Cap
he's
took off.
That year.
He was 2-1. Well, he was 2-1 as a starter in that. He was 5-2 for the when he took over from Alex Smith.
Identical numbers, pretty much.
Nearly. Well, you know that tie. You don't really hurt Alex Smith.
Okay.
And then he was 2-1 in the playoffs, which again took him to the championship. Which fucking I would still say it that. Lights turning out, and they fucked up. They Ravens, they got one easy. Fuck Joe Flacco, he's a terrible quarterback. Should never had to.
They had him in the conversations like, who's your favorite MVP, Super Bowl MVP? And I had Joe Flacco. I'm just like,
no, Joe Flacco, Trent Dilfer, both used to be quarterbacks for the Baltimore Ravens, and both are some of the worst quarterbacks to ever win a Super Bowl.
Game managers, man. Game managers.
How am I even gonna call him a game manager? Anyways, I'm just saying, I feel like the stats have proved that. I would take, actually, surprisingly, 2012 is also Kirk Cousins' first year. But I say the stats still prove during that year, Cap was the one that actually took them to the playoffs. And because six wins ain't going to put you to the playoffs, dog.
Yeah, okay, I got a question, though. If Alex Smith stayed healthy and didn't get hurt, what was it? Was it a concussion that sidelined him, or was it? I feel like it was like a leg injury or something.
Yeah,
like
a second leg injury.
But I don't know. I feel like Alex Smith still would have took them to the playoffs. I think they would have went far. They had a great defense that year.
They did. But they didn't have a great quarterback. They didn't have a quarterback that could go take the game with the scruff of their neck and go, listen, I'm going to go take over. Alex Smith is like, I will sit here and I will throw this ball 5 yards and I'm going to go let Tyreek Hill run the ball.
Wasn't Alex Smith hurt like – inconsistently, like he was out a couple games that year, because I know he wasn't out for like the rest of the season.
No, he was out for the rest of the season. I don't know if it was once he got an injury, he was out for the rest of the season, but because when Cap took over, Smith was healthy. Remember, Smith was still good, but Harbaugh, being smart, was like, I'm gonna go stick with Cap because he's got the hot hand.
Right.
I'm still believing 2012 John was still the correct one. And I would still roll with that even now.
I wish I could tell you to pull up Colin Kaepernick's fucking stats for the NFL.
I mean, he has no stats for last season. Yeah, 2016 was his last year. I mean, he went 1-9, or 1-10, but also he was on arguably the worst football team. Other than the Browns.
But anyway, back to the whole root.
I think Cousins is a better quarterback. I'm going to say that, but I don't think it's an incredible discrepancy.
I think he's only a better quarterback because he's younger. I'm not going to lie. I think Alex Smith is going to be a good quarterback next year. After that, he's going to be decent.
Okay,
he's
then let me ask you this. Is Alex Smith going to take Washington to the playoffs?
I think he'll take them to the playoffs.
You're crazy.
They're not going to
first year?
Yeah.
What? Do you believe in Jay Gruden or something?
Did
believe
you think
in that
Carson
defense?
Wentz was going to take them?
Carson Wentz is a baller. I seen him. True story. I was sitting with my girlfriend. Seen Carson Wentz throw the first ball that he had in the NFL because I was like, I really don't know much about this guy. Seen him throw the first ball. He was against Cleveland. I mean, it was against Cleveland, but he threw a perfect ball. And it was a touchdown. And I was like, this guy can go play. I've been a believer in Carson Wentz ever since. Even though he's a big country music fan, I do root for Goff over Wentz because Goff came out to California Love when he got drafted and Wentz went out to some, I don't know, some weird country track or something.
where's Cousins go?
If it's smart, personally, I say Cleveland. Not for him, but Cleveland's going to give him that bag. Cleveland's going to give him a bag.
I feel like Kirk Cousins doesn't want a bag. He wants
Cousins
is
30 a year. 30 mil a year.
Go to Denver.
Do you think Denver's going to shell out 30 million a year? They got to keep Von Bell.
I think he'll compromise because he'll be like, look, you're coming to Denver.
You might be right.
You're going to win. You go to Cleveland and you just get a bag. You get a bag and you get hurt and you get shit on. You ruin your career when you go to Cleveland.
He's been franchised for like the last 2 years. So,
my dude's got money to sit on.
I mean, sure, he's got money to sit on, but
he probably wants that one playoff.
He can go get that bag. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, he can go get that bag and then Saquon can go be the first pick and then they get Minkah Fitzpatrick. They just shored up some cornerbacks. Even though they got some good cornerbacks, they got Saquon in the backfield. I know, it's still Cleveland. I'm like Denver either. Like, fuck,
I mean, I don't like Denver either, but here. There's also a lot of places he could go. Like, I mean, he can go to
Buffalo,
he could go to New York, he could go to Miami. Because honestly, is Miami going to keep Ryan Tannehill? No, I don't want to keep Ryan Tannehill.
You might be right about that.
There's just a lot of places that he could go. Like, people are saying, I mean, Blake Bortles just got wrist surgery.
No, they're not getting rid of Blake, he went too far.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think it's a defense?
He took him to the AFC Championship. You gotta give him another year.
Fucking Jaguars.
For real.
Jacksonville's
got the best defense. Yeah. The best defense.
But it's crazy still to think.
I mean, it's
crazy. Patriots also cheated. Just want to get that.
It's true.
Get that on record.
Well, I don't think it's that even necessarily the Patriots. It's the refs.
NFL.
They love it's the NFL. They work it just like a WWE, which I keep saying WWE is a sport. Anyways, let's move on from Alex. So you still say you like the deal from Washington side.
I like the deal from Washington side just because they have a good quarterback that replaces Kirk Cousins. I'm not saying like it's the best replacement, but it's definitely not a step down. And if it is, it's like a half step down. And I still think that they can, if they get some good players in the offseason, some better receivers, because Terrell Pryor played like shit this year.
He was horrible.
So I feel like they just got to get some better receivers around him, and he could do well. Maybe another running back. Who's your running back? Is it Thompson?
Washington's?
Yeah.
It's Rob Kelly.
Rob Kelly.
Robert Kelly.
Machine Gun Robert Kelly.
I hate you.
That was my fantasy football name. Anyways, Alex Smith signed a 4-year, $94 million contract.
Yeah, that's another thing. He's getting paid.
$23.5 million. Kirk Cousins is probably going to be paid around $30 to $32 million if he gets what he wants. I mean, I would probably take Alex Smith for that money, but I don't know if Alex Smith... He needs to be one of your worst players on offense, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like,
he's their best player on offense.
Oh, yeah.
So that worries me for Washington. And to be honest, just as a person, I never root for Washington to succeed very easily.
Washington football team.
Washington football team, yes. What's the next topic?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is pissed.
A.A. Ron is peed O in the big cheese.
Girl can relate to?
Abby, how do you feel about now listen to this. Do you know who Aaron Rodgers is, right? You know Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's been in the commercials with a dog. Believe it or not, I'm walking.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you know him, right? Yeah. Well, sort of. Oh. So that guy, he's a great quarterback. Probably the best quarterback in the league, that's what I would say. And he has a quarterback coach who's his, you know, one of the guys that works with him. And his team got rid of the quarterback coach without consulting Aaron Rodgers, their best player. That's fucked up. Yeah. And he went to Cincinnati, which I hate because fuck Cincinnati.
Andy Dalton's still going to be garbage. Don't care.
I like Andy Dalton. I don't like Cincinnati.
You like Andy Dalton because he's ginger.
I don't like Andy Dalton because he hasn't done anything. He's just okay.
See, that's the only thing I know about.
So when I was writing, and you guys can check this out on osrmedia.com, search John Pearson. When I made these Colin Kaepernick articles, I called him better than Andy Dalton, called him better than Joe Flacco, called him better than Ryan Tannehill, and I got shit for it. And now everyone agrees with me that like all three of those guys are pretty terrible quarterbacks. Yep. So I'm just saying there's not a lot of great quarterbacks out in the league. Which is why I wouldn't pay someone like Kirk Cousins $30 million or so.
No way.
But I would do everything in my power. Like, Aaron Rodgers is the closest thing to LeBron James to me in the NFL, even over Tom Brady. You gave me a look, but
what?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is the closest thing to LeBron James in the NFL.
Why do you say that?
Because he can take a team that is low key whack and make them a championship contender. And that really can't happen in the NFL because you need so many different people. It just can't be one person.
But I got a question, though. Mm-hmm. If you're saying that he makes them a championship contender, when was the last time Green Bay was in a Super Bowl?
When they beat us.
Which was how many years ago?
What, 2000?
That was 7 years ago.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't been back. He's been to AFC or NFC championship games, but I don't think you can actually be like, hey, like, this guy is like the LeBron James.
I said he's the closest thing. There's no LeBron James. Tom Brady, bro. No, it's not.
Okay, I have a question. Who does Tom Brady have on his team besides Gronkowski?
He's got this guy named Bill Belichick.
What the fuck?
Okay, listen. Okay, hear me out here. The Cavs, right? The Cavs before LeBron were the definition of shite, right? I love the Cavs, but like they were terrible. Like I was out here rooting for
Baron Davis.
Baron Davis out here, JJ Hickson. That was after the LeBron situation when he left. But now Baron Davis was too. It was just Big Z. It was just Big Z before LeBron. I think it was the year before.
Delonte West still there? Or before LeBron got there?
I don't think so. I remember playing NBA 2K3, which had Allen Iverson on the cover, and Big Z was on the team. I didn't even want to play with the Cavs. It was a sad, sad team. But anyways, like I was saying, LeBron is... Like, before the Cavs, the Cavs were terrible. Or before LeBron, the Cavs were terrible. And LeBron immediately made them into a championship contender, right?
Yeah.
And Tom Brady and the Patriots had Drew Bledsoe. And they were going to the championship. Mm-hmm. And Brady came in. Mm-hmm. And won the championship.
Okay, I can honestly say that, like, because, like, you can just plug.
And when you put in Jimmy Garoppolo, which we've seen Jimmy's nice, Jimmy G, Jimmy GQ, Jimmy Jesus. And we've seen even Jacoby Brissett, who played for Casey's Indianapolis Colts and was not a good quarterback, but in New England he was good.
Yeah.
For that game or two.
He could definitely get plugged in. I see like what you mean. Like
you can't replace Aaron Rodgers. Okay. He can do it with his legs, he can do it with his arm. He has the most amazing clutch moments.
He does.
He has to have other people to rely on. He can't just depend on himself because like 1v5. You're going to lose every time, no matter how good you are.
He's the closest right. thing to it, though.
That, exactly. That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers is the closest thing there in the NFL.
In a team-driven game, like, the NFL is the most team, like, football has the most team in it. Like,
yeah,
it's so easy for LeBron to lead
right.
four other people because you're only putting up so many points, but, like, a touchdown is, like, so much harder to get. Like, this, it's physical. You got to think, like, in that aspect, Aaron Rodgers has put up numbers that if LeBron James were doing it, it would be resembled.
Okay. Yes. What about Ben Roethlisberger? I know that not a lot of people really give him the respect that he
doesn't get the respect he deserves, but he's also not the LeBron of the NFL.
But, because he's been acting like a little bitch lately, not gonna lie.
No,
but,
not even, it's just as a player.
Name me a year that Ben Roethlisberger hasn't done something with another star player. Offense or defense.
I mean... Well, defense is hard to. I mean, like if
you have defense, I can't say that because Steelers boys either had a good defense and now we've got AB and Le'Veon.
I mean, who did we have when we beat Arizona? I mean, Santonio Holmes and Hines Ward.
Right, Polamalu, James Harrison.
That's defense, though. You can't really.
Okay, so you're saying offense? We had.
That's why it's so hard to compare these players because
right
because they only do one thing.
I'll give it to Ben here. Like no one talked about how much shit Ben had to take for years and years and years because we had a horrible offensive line and Russ Grimm Mike Munchak came in and really changed that in the last couple of years, but and made like Villanueva even a halfway decent player, but Ben had to take so much hits, and luckily he was able to withstand that because he's the size of two defensive tackles, but
he's fat.
He's fat. He's Big Ben.
He lost weight, then he got fat again. I was like, oh my God.
But I mean, when we won the Super Bowl, 2005?
Yeah.
Whenever we won that Super Bowl, Ben was our weakest point. Kind of really in the was. Same way that Russell Wilson was the Seattle's weakest point when they first won the championship, and then so they grew young. Both into like very great players. So, yeah, I wouldn't say Ben is that top guy. I still think, though, that I'll always say I'll rather have Ben than Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so when they do the Brady and Manning comparison, and then they say that third person, they usually say Breeze.
Which is weird because he only has one Super Bowl ring.
I think it's just because Breeze has played so long.
And, like, his numbers are phenomenal.
Right.
I mean, he has good numbers, but, like...
But, like, he wasn't amazing in San Diego. Like, the Chargers went with Phillip Rivers for a reason. We were not in any point until right now thinking about taking
the quarterback. I think systems are all a part of it. If you're not in a good system, like,
yeah, your system definitely has
a system can destroy a player.
Right.
Like LeSean McCoy, like,
right, he was horrible. He was horrible for Philadelphia. He came back with Buffalo and was like, "I'm gonna shit on everybody," and he did. And Chip Kelly was awesome in college, but he was pretty garbage in the NFL.
It's
true.
Having a coach is a key point,
which goes back to my Tom Brady argument.
Bill Belichick is a cheater, and also he has Tom Brady, which is a gift from God.
I think it's like 50-50 on that though. I think, like, Brady's not as good without Belichick, and Belichick's not as good without Brady.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think about it. Fucking Belichick was in Cleveland. No one really talked about how shit he was there.
Right. He was young, though. He was young.
I mean, yeah, that's true, but he was still shit there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like so many people give Belichick, like, so much praise, and it's like, when his first few years, he was horrible, and then they want to talk about my shit. My dude, right here, on my phone, my beautiful, my coach right here, Mike Tomlin, who, has the most wins in his first 11 years. I love Mike Tomlin.
Are you recording a video?
No. I just love Mike Tomlin.
He just did,
and he's on my phone.
He was presenting it to the mic. Like,
yeah, that's right. Mike, all the listeners, you can see this here.
His beard's crazy, though. Like
Mike Tomlin.
Perfectly picked.
He looking like Maxwell Cream's dad.
If anything, he's Rick Ross's uncle with that beard, bro. His beard's crazy.
So
why are you guys talking shit about my coach?
What's wrong with Rick Ross?
Yeah,
he's in our intro. He is in our intro.
Yeah, so. I was
going to
say.
So. Shout outs to Tupac, Wale, Rick Ross, Lupe, and Barack Obama.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, does this make him leave? Is he going somewhere?
No, he's
you
not.
Don't think so?
No.
Why would he leave?
No.
I mean,
Green Bay loves him too much.
I know Green Bay loves him too much.
But then again, I don't know what they were doing.
What if he goes to Cincinnati? Thompson.
Yeah, right. if it does, all right, that's it.
What if he goes to Cleveland?
All right, bro.
Okay, that's a good question.
Casey just hit some crack.
Would Aaron Rodgers take Cleveland to the playoffs?
No.
I think he would.
Yes.
I think he would.
Honestly.
If they have Josh Gordon.
If they have Josh Gordon and Corey Coleman. Yeah. And they got Saquon Barkley. And they did. They got.
Saquon.
Saquon.
It's different.
Barkley. If they got Barkley. And they got.
And they have Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
They got some good corners.
Why do people still argue that Josh Gordon is an amazing receiver?
He's amazing. He was amazing last year.
2014?
No, he's amazing for those two games that he will play.
Yeah, I mean, he still did.
He's a baller.
I get him for a low, on the low.
Yeah, for real. I take him.
Like,
Pittsburgh can go ahead and get him.
Four games, and then I have to piss test
you. Yo, also, Josh Gordon, when he came back, he said that every single game he played drunk.
That's awesome.
Is that more? Is that a higher degree?
What?
Oh, I was like,
is that a higher degree that Josh Gordon plays drunk?
Yeah.
Like, does that make him better?
Can you play football drunk?
Didn't Jason Williams used to play drunk?
I don't know. Jason Williams seems like he kind of gets drunk for something else.
Who was the dude who played on Chicago? The
Bears?
Yeah.
Jim McMahon?
Yes.
Yeah, Jim McMahon was all the way around crazy. But Josh Gordon said that he'd have to get drunk before every game because he couldn't just go out there and play and like know that he's going to get hit without being drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which I get.
Getting drunk takes away like your ability to flinch. Like they say, if you get in a car accident while you're drunk,
right,
you have more of a chance of living than.
Yeah, because your body doesn't tense up. Yeah.
That's true.
That's great.
Okay, so I want to talk about a UCF player, Shaquem Griffin. Is that, I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. He just got invited to the draft combine. And the reason why this is so important is because he only has one hand.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I swear to God, he only has one hand. And it's like almost at the wrist. He, when he was born and he was in his mother's stomach, something, I think it was an umbilical cord, got wrapped around his wrist. And it cut off the circulation and the nutrients that was going to his wrist, so it never developed properly. And when he was younger, like maybe 2 or 3, he was having a lot of pain. Like, it's just really, you know, hurting him. And they said his mother walked in on him in the kitchen trying to cut his hand off with a pair of scissors because, like, it was just hurting him so bad. So eventually he got that got it cut off. Then now he's like one of the best, I think one of the best middle linebackers in college football.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, UCF, they went 13-0, and I think they should have got at least a look in the playoff contention, but they didn't. And I feel like he's a really good linebacker, and I don't think that one hand holds him back because, I mean, I'm not looking for my linebacker to get interception. I'm looking for him to swat the ball.
Yeah.
I'm looking for him to be fast like he is. And I feel like he could easily be on an NFL team. I just feel like they got to give him that look.
What round would you take him in?
I'd say maybe like a third or fourth round, maybe.
I take him third round. I like him. And he can actually rush off the edge. I mean,
he's fast.
Like better
he's
than
really
what I
fast.
Thought. Yeah. And let's go into our last topic here, it will be Michigan State University.
Boom.
First off, straight up, do you think that they deserve the death penalty?
I want you to look up the stat about how many women were sexually assaulted.
Oh, I already got it.
Larry Nassier. If it's over 20.
Whoa, hold up.
If it's over 20. No.
It's over 20? Like,
yeah, listen. No,
why
just listen.
Why are we just doing that? Like, why does it have to be a number? I think
I'm not saying that.
Good enough.
What, to give whole university a death penalty?
Okay, so he was the physician. I'm not even going to act like I know what that word is before it says physician.
Oh, osteopathic?
Sure. That sounded like a doctor said that to me before.
Yeah. Dr. Coltrane in this bit.
That's right, Dr. Coltrane. He was the physician, that word, osteopath, whatever, physician for the U.S. Women's gymnastic team as well as, or just the U.S. gymnastic team as well as the physician at Michigan State University. Now, what's significant about him, and what's infamous about him, I guess, is that he, as of January 31st, again, you said 20 and they deserve the death penalty?
I feel like that's a reasonable number. I'm not saying that, like, any number of sexual assaults determine any kind of, like, punishment because it's fucked up anyway.
Sure.
I'm just saying that if a university lets, you know, so much go on, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, I'm going to lower it because 20 sounds really bad.
20 does sound
that's
bad.
Not, I'm sorry.
Like, that
sounds I'll give it, like, I can't even, I'm not going to put a number on it because I'm just going to sound like a dick anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a huge number, there's no way that they shouldn't.
Okay. Well, and remember that Oregon football team, they didn't get the death penalty last year. And they were accused of, what, 30 or so rapes from the players from Oregon University.
So do you think Michigan State does get the
Well, here's I'm going to bring up a stat, and I'm going to ask you guys what you guys think if Michigan State deserves the death penalty. Larry Nassier has been accused of sexual misconduct of 265 women. Actually, I shouldn't say women because mainly these are little girls.
Yeah.
So.
What the
Yes.
100%.
100% death penalty.
Why?
He was already sentenced. Right?
He was sentenced.
Yeah.
Yes. But he was sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison, which hopefully he gets all 175 years.
Plus some.
And I really wish they just had the video of one of the victim's fathers in the room, and he actually asked the judge if he could have 5 minutes in the locker room with Larry. And the judge said, you know, I can't do that. And he said, all right, just 1 minute.
Just 1 minute.
And she said, I'm not going to grant that. And then he went and rushed to attack him. Luckily, he's not actually going to be arrested, thank God, because I can't blame the guy whatsoever. But 200. I would love it.
Should've gave him more.
Like, I would love it. But then again, then he wouldn't be in prison.
I'd be like, no.
Yes. yeah. Right there.
Shit, all he has to do is get in jail and be like, listen, place me.
I guess that's true, too.
For a day.
Yeah, for a day.
I swear to God.
But 265 girls have accused him of sexual misconduct. And this came from, like, and I know I shouldn't be putting it as, like, It doesn't matter how famous you are, but it happened to Simone Biles, who is probably the biggest Olympian in the United States, probably the biggest Olympian there is. And so it was happening on such a high level, and this was going on. This was reported. I believe there were 37 reports to Michigan State itself, and their director just now left, and there were still voters. There was still one voter as of last week that was voting for her to stay on because she said that she got the university a lot of money.
Nice.
So I'm guessing the death penalty is just like everything about Michigan State is gone.
Well, the death penalty would remove, especially for sports, it would there would be no sports at Michigan State for however many years that they decided that. Now, Oregon didn't have the death penalty. Penn State didn't have the death penalty with Jerry Sandusky. However, SMU had the death penalty in the 90s because they were paying players to go play for them. So this is kind of a fucked up thing that we see with the NCAA, that they were like, no, 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 you cannot take away, you know, the integrity of our football team. We will sentence you to the death penalty and take away the other sports.
You feed those kids, I swear to God, man.
But when there's sexual misconduct happening, they have still yet to sentence a death penalty. And I thought, it, at least for me living, that the biggest thing that would have ever happened in my time living would have been Penn State.
Yeah.
And this makes, like, this is well over Penn State, which is just, like, it's the worst thing I've seen in college. Sports, it's whatever, just the worst thing I've seen.
The number's astounding. And not even the fact, they were little girls. They weren't.
Right.
Not even.
Some were women, some were little girls. It's all across the board. And that was no pun intended to our podcast. It, but he is not a part of our podcast, I will say that. Fuck that guy. Would never be a guest. He would only be a guest if I was able to locate exactly where he was and I could send it to people. So I think everybody says death penalty to...
Do you think they get it?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't.
You don't think they will?
Penn State didn't get it. I just feel like, you know, there was, you know, like, there's the guys like Le'Veon Bell and Draymond Green, and they have defended the coaches, saying that the coaches didn't know anything. Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo, the basketball and football coaches. And I think that they're such a big program, like Penn State was.
Yeah.
And Michigan State is a massive basketball program. Like,
and football, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're very big with football. But look at that. North Carolina, Duke, Michigan State. And this isn't to say I think that they should do it, because I think Penn State should get – or Michigan State should get the death penalty for fucking 30, 40, 50, forever, get rid of them. But – I don't think it's going to happen.
How long does the decisions like this usually take? Is it under review?
I don't even know if they've actually done the under review. I know that there's been quite a bit of talk that they should, but I don't think the NCAA has even done a review for the death penalty. And this is, the directors are knowing, and that's the horrible thing is, you know, Ohio State got a lot of shit, and we could not play in a bowl game for 1 year, and this was kids exchanging what they had won for tattoos. And this is, and you know, the reason why we got hit with it is that, oh, we knew about it. Terrell Pryor was getting cars, and the coaches and all these guys knew about it. So it came down on the programs. How the hell does this not go down on their programs? Because the director, I'm missing her name. Molly Karam did an amazing report about it on First Take. But how the hell do these guys not get the death penalty when it's clear that there was many times that it was reported and nothing was done of it, and he was still the coach? I mean, it just shows that this is an absolutely gross stat that Nasir was accused of these, of some of these sexual assaults, and it was made public in 2016. And he ran for Colt school board at Colt High School in Michigan and received 21% of the votes. It kind of brings you back to Roy Moore, which just happened late last year. Mm-hmm. And he got quite a bit of votes. Obviously, he still lost, but luckily. But these are the reasons why I say that Michigan State, I don't think, will unfortunately not get the death penalty.
I mean, their program is large. They bring in a lot of revenue, and probably billions of dollars.
Unfortunately, I think that's why the NCAA won't do it.
Yeah, it's just, it's going to suck. But maybe like coaches may have to step down. I don't think Tom Izzo or D'Antoni are going to step down, but I definitely think like gymnastic coaches at Michigan State will.
Sure.
Any kind of like women's soccer or like field hockey or basketball, they're definitely going to have to step down just because, like,
they're sending them to the doctors, and players have reported this. Yeah.
So, like,
I think one's enough.
As a coach, I feel like you need to feel responsible for your players, especially since they're in college. I know they're grown, but they're still kids. Like, as much as people want to, oh, well, 21, you're an adult, whatever. Like, no, you're still a kid.
And they were doing the right precautions. And, I mean, it takes a lot of courage to even go up and tell these people that this happened.
Right.
Especially when you're risking a lot and you're risking your scholarship there. And then when it was ignored so much is another reason why many girls are not coming forward. Yeah. And it needs to be shown that that should not be tolerated anywhere, especially a huge thing like the NCAA, and they should come down with a death penalty. Unfortunately, I don't think they will.
Depressing thing to even think about.
It's a sad ending to the podcast, but that will be the end of the podcast. Anybody got any last words to say? Something positive? Yeah, something lighter?
Fuck Michigan State.
Fuck Michigan State?
Everybody go listen to Amen by Rich Brian.
I'm not going to co-sign that. That will be edited out. Paige, you got anything?
I'm ready to go get my food.
We're getting chicken wing.
I'm almost on level 4 on my fashion game.
What's the fashion game?
It's called Covet Fashion.
Covet. All right, so we got two fans of Covet.
Do you want to talk about the next one?
What?
Are we going to talk about it next podcast?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, we can do it. Just as long as I'll reach out. Actually, I'm sure that there's thousands of listeners here. If Covet Fashion wants to sponsor us, I will say that it is literally the best app.
And then we can get Laura here, and then me, her, and Abby can review Kylie's makeup line.
That's going to be a different podcast.
I feel like that makes bank. I am for that.
You're for that?
That would make bank, bro.
Think so?
I don't know of any podcast that's reviewing makeup.
Talk about makeup.
Right, the makeup tutorial YouTube videos. Yeah, like, do it for the podcast one, so you don't even have to see the makeup.
You guys are the pioneers of the podcast world.
That means that the makeup could be trash and they would never know. Because you're not showing anything about it.
You guys would at least talk about more than just makeup. I don't think you can literally sit and talk about makeup for a podcast.
I don't know. We didn't really know what to talk about on this podcast, and we went a good hour and 10 minutes. So all you have to do is just talk shit.
My chicken wings are ready.
Yeah.
All right. Let's end the podcast there. Next podcast we'll do is on who should and who will make the 2018 XXL freshman list. So deuces, guys.